Well, I'm going to talk about getting natural gas and NGLs to market, both from a regulatory and a contractual standpoint. But I thought first we'd just take a step back and talk about why it's important to talk about this right now. Obviously, the shale revolution has completely changed the oil and gas industry in this country. There's so much more supply, both of oil and natural gas liquids, than anyone thought there would be 5 or 6 years ago, that people are having a hard time, you know, with the infrastructure keeping up with that. Just to go around to some of the shale regions in the country illustrate the point, if you look at the Marcellus in Appalachia, there's so much natural gas production there that's displaced supply from the Gulf Coast. And so now you have people putting projects on the board to take natural gas south and west and even southeast from the Marcellus. With respect to NGLs in the Marcellus, there's so much NGL production there that people have put in place all kinds of processing plants and fractionation facilities and also brought online recently several transportation projects to move NGLs, and it's still not quite enough. And you have petrochemical plants that are slated to go online in the Marcellus to try to increase demand in the region, and other additional transportation projects are on the board, and all of that will probably be needed. If you look at other regions like the Bakken, which is a crude oil play, in the Dakotas and South Canada, there's so much crude oil production there that it has outstripped the crude oil infrastructure, and you're having to rail the crude oil out of there. And in addition, the associated gas produced there has far outstripped the gas gathering infrastructure, and that's been actually in the news a lot lately when they've been talking about all the flaring of natural gas in the Bakken, although that's nothing new. It's been going on for years in the Bakken. If you look further south in Texas and the Eagle Ford and the Permian, there's all kinds of projects slated to go online in those plays to move crude oil, to move the natural gas and the natural gas liquids, and I guess all of this is a way to say that there is not nearly enough infrastructure currently in place to deal with all the shale production.